Tonight's shiur is on this week's parsha, which is Parshas Ki Savo. The title of the shiur tonight is Hashem's Keys to Reign. So tonight we're going to look at one of the brachos mentioned in the parsha, one of the blessings that Hashem will grant the Jewish people if they keep the Torah and the mitzvos. And we'll try to look at an interesting chazal based on it, which will tie into the title, of course, which are the keys to reign. So if we look in source number one, the pasuk that we're going to focus the shiur on is Devarim Perchav Ches Pasuk Yud Beis. And the Torah says, Yiftach Hashem Lecha es Otzaro Atov es Hashemayim Laseis Metar Tzucha Be'ito Ulvarech Eiz Kol Masi Yadecha V'Hilviso Goyim Rabim Be'ata Lo Solve. So the Torah explains that if you keep all the mitzvos, Hashem will open up his storage house of good from, and he'll open up the heavens to give rain in your land in the proper time. He'll also bless your actions, and you will lend out to Goyim, to the non-Jews, and they will, and you will not borrow from them. So the Torah mentions that one of the blessings, the brachos, to the Jewish people, if they do mitzvos, is that they'll get rain in the appropriate time, and it'll be good rain. And the Torah specifies this in many places, but specifically in Parshas Ki Savo, the Torah mentions this idea, this bracha, this specific bracha of rain. So the Torah, it's Mima. In source number two, we're going to go straight to the Gemaras here. So the Gemara, as the Torah Tmimo quotes, is in Tinus, Perek Bez, sorry, Daf Bez Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says, Yiftach Hashem, Mafteach Shel Gishamim, Biyado Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Velo Nimsar Lishaliach, Shenemar Yiftach Hashem Lecha, Es Otzaro Hatov, Laseis Metar Tzucha Beito. So the Gemara says that there's a key, like a key to a door. There's a key to rain, and it's in the hands of Hashem, and He never gives it over to any messengers. As it says in the Pasuk, Yiftach Hashem, that Hashem will open up His Otzar and give you the appropriate amount of rain. So the Gemara says two interesting ideas. One is that there's an idea of a key. So what is a key? What is the key referencing? A mafteach. And they learn it out from the Pasuk because it says Yiftach. So Yiftach, they learn, is a mafteach. It's a reference to the idea of a key. So the first point is, what is this key of rain? And the second is, why doesn't Hashem give it to a shaliach? What does it mean? What does it even mean factually that He doesn't give the key of rain to a shaliach? And why not? Why not give the key, this special key of rain to a shaliach? What exactly is the problem? So if we look in the Gemara in Tinus, in source number three, we'll see that there's not just one key, but there's three keys mentioned in the Gemara. So it says in Tinus, source number three, Tinus Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Shlosha maftechos biyado shel kadosh baruch hu, shelo nimsru biyad shliach. There are three keys that were given, or that are in the hands of Hashem, and they were never given over to a shliach. The Eluhain, what are these three keys? Mafteach shel gishamim. The first one is the key to rain. As we saw before, this is the quote from the Torah Tmima. The second one is Mafteach Shel Chaya, the key of birthing, of having a child, children. And this third one is Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMesim. And the third key that Hashem has, and He doesn't give over to any shliach, is the key of Tchias HaMesim, of resurrecting the dead. So then it explains, the Gemara goes on to give different psukim that support each one of these ideas. It says, Mafteach shel gishamim, Dichsiv, Yiftach Hashem lecha es Otzaro Atov, es Hashemayim laseis metar tzucha beito. So the first idea is what we saw in our pasuk. It says, Yiftach Hashem, that Hashem will be the one that opens up your Otzar to give rain, nobody else. He never gives it over to a shaliach. So Mafteach shel chaya minayan, where do we know that Hashem does not give over the keys to the birthing process to man or to shliach? So it says, V'dichsiv, V'yiskor Elokim es Rachel, V'yishma Eleha Elokim, V'yiftach es Rachmo. That Hashem heard when Rachel was upset about the fact that she couldn't have children, she davened to Hashem, and it says that Hashem remembered her, and He listened to her, and He opened up her womb. So Hashem has the key to childbirth, because He opened up Rachel's womb, and it was just Hashem. It says Elokim, doesn't say Shliach. And then the last one is Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMesim Minayin. The third one is the key to resurrecting the dead. And where do we know this? As it says, Vidatem ki ani Hashem befischi es kivrosechem. So you'll know that I am Hashem when I open up your graves. As a reference to Tchias HaMesim, and it's saying Hashem saying, you will know when I open up your graves, meaning that Hashem is involved and not a shaliach. B'ma'arava Amri, and in the West, they said, af mafteach shel parnasa, even the key of parnasa, of wealth, t'chsiv poseach es yadecha, it says, and livelihood, parnasa's livelihood, as it says, in Ashrei Poseach Es Yadecha, you open your hand, as a reference to Hashem opening his hand, so it's direct. So the Gemara says that there are three keys that Hashem has, and he doesn't give over to any shliach. What are they? The three mentioned first are the key of rain, the key of birthing, of childbirth, and the third key is the key of Tchias HaMesim. And then in B'ma'arava, in the West, they added in an extra key, the key of Parnasa. So the Gemara says at the end, Rav Yochanan, my time aloka chashiv l'ha. Why didn't Rav Yochanan include the key of Parnasa? He leaves it out. But Ma'arava, in the West, they added it. Amar loch, gishamim hainu Parnasa. So his answer is that gishamim is really it's under the category of Parnasa. So he didn't reference it individually. So the question is, what are these keys? Why are these keys highlighted in the Gemara? What does it even mean that there are special keys that Hashem has to these three concepts? And furthermore, what's the machlokes? What's the argument in the Gemara as to whether Parnasa is its own key, or is it under Geshamim? Is it really part of Geshamim? So what's the machlokes? What's the argument? So one interesting point. So basically, the basic questions are these, that Hashem has these keys. These special keys that he doesn't give over to shliach, and these keys are applied to different types of ideas or concepts of rain, chaya, tchias HaMesim, and parnasa. So what is it? What exactly does that mean? What are these keys, and why doesn't he give it over to a shliach? Look at Rashi. Rashi adds in an extra interesting point here, very important. The Amar of Yochanan shlosh maftechos. There are three keys. Haynu shalom nimtzru l'shliach echad biyachar. So Rashi is very sly here. And he says that it doesn't mean that these keys aren't given to any individuals or any malachim. Rather, he doesn't give them all at once to an individual or to shliach. Meaning, and we'll see later on in the Gemara, there's this famous Gemara about Eliyahu, and we'll look at it inside. But it is possible for Hashem to give the key of one of these things to an individual or to a malach, but he's not going to give them all away. So that's how Rashi interprets it. Yiftach Hashem, we keep going in Rashi's, let's do them. Velosh liach. Once again, the Torah says by rain, it says Yiftach Hashem, that Hashem will do it, not a shliach. Ki ani Hashem velosh liach, poseach es yadecha velosh liach. So these are all cases where it specifies Hashem will do it and not a shliach. Gishamim nami hani parnaso. Kfar chashavnu leh. So Gishamim is really parnaso, and it's already mentioned by Rav Yochanan. So we still have the same questions, but Rashi adds in this extra point, which is that when we say that Hashem doesn't give one of these keys away, he means all of them at once. It doesn't mean that he doesn't give them away at all, but he doesn't give them all at once. So we're going to come out with an idea here. So we're just building up the case here and trying to lead to one idea, one concept that could possibly potentially explain this. So let's look at Tosos. It might get a little complicated, so if it does, I'll just repeat myself or ask me to. But there's one, Tosos argues with Rashi. And he says a little bit slightly different. Shlosha maftecho shel nimtzru l'shliach. So we'll see the problem. V'im tomar v'ha amrina demafteach ha-gishamim nimtzaren le'Eliyahu. We see by Eliyahu Navi that he was given this key to rain. So what does it mean when the Gemara says that Hashem never gives these keys, the key of rain, the key of tchias HaMesim, or the key of chaya, to an individual? He did. He gave it to Eliyahu. And so too, he gave the key of resurrecting the dead to Eliyahu and to Elisha. And it even affirms this later on. So what's his answer? It doesn't mean that he never gives these keys over. Rather, he never gives any permanent command over these facets of the environment, over Tchias HaMesim, Chayas, or rain. He never gives it permanently to anybody. Meaning that we see by Eliyahu HaNavi, and we'll look at this case inside later. It's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. But Hashem does give the power, the key over rain or to Tzchias HaMesim or Chayas to other individuals or to other Shluchim. But he never gives it permanently. He's always going to retain control over these elements of the environment. So the question is, what is the difference? Rashi says that he doesn't give them all to an individual, and Tosa says he never gives them permanently to an individual. But what exactly is the concept, and what's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos? But what is the main concept here? What does it mean that there are these many keys that exist, and he doesn't give them over? Why not? Why won't he give them over? So let's just keep that question in the back of your mind the whole entire shir, and when we go through all the facts, because we want to see all the Gemaras, especially since Tosfos quotes Gemaras here, we'll look at the Gemaras inside about Eliyahu and try to understand in a deeper way what exactly the Gemara over here is talking about. What does it mean that these special keys aren't given away? They're like car keys. I feel like car keys. They're like keys that open up the safe or the storage house or the car door, and all this good comes out, all this stuff comes out. So people or shlichim aren't privy to this. So look at the Medrash. It has a little bit of a different interpretation. So if we look in the Medrash in source number 6, just to get more information, it's pretty much the same idea, but he adds in, look at Davar Acher. So he's going on, the Medrash is going on Vashem Pakad Esara, which is also tied to Rosh Hashanah. So it's tie into Rosh Hashanah here, because we read this on Rosh Hashanah, Vashem Pakad Esara. So when Hashem remembered Sarah, and there's Hashkacha towards Sarah to have Yitzchak, there are three keys that Hashem doesn't trust to any creature. Lo lemalach, lo lesraf, lo legedud. So he never gives it to a malach, a sraf, or a gedud is a troop, or it could be a military band. Elo biyado nesunim, rather it's in his hands. Mafteach shel gesham. So that's the same pasuk. Umavtech shel tchias hamisim, hinei anochi poseach es kivrosechem. Same pasuk. Umavtech shel rechem, the mavtech of the womb, v'Hashem pakad esara. So he quotes, the Medrash quotes the pasuk by Sarah. V'cheinu omer v'yizkor lokem es Rachel v'yivtach es Rachma. But then it quotes the pasuk by Rachel as well. So what's interesting in this Medrash, just what it adds, is that he doesn't say shliach, he says any creature. So it's not just talking about a human that's not given control or the ability to utilize these things, rain and tchias emesim or chayas, but it's also talking about even malachim. So what is that idea that Hashem doesn't have a malach perform or give rain or be in charge of or be involved in rain? Why not? What does that even mean? So why I would understand if it's not given over to humans, but why is it not even given over to a malach, to an angel, to have control over, or at least to be a part of? Why does it have to be Hashem directly? What does it mean Hashem directly? So that's what the Medrash adds. And one last point here, and then we'll get to the Gemara about Eliyahu, and then we'll come to an answer, an idea. So the Chavrusa, which is one of the compendiums to the Gemara, explains or adds in or gives in a gra. So the gra, cost of a gra, look in source number 7. The Vilna Gaon said, B'sefer kol Eliyahu, on the Parshas Tetzaveh, Shegimel maftechos elu. So there are three keys, Chaya, Tchia, and Matar. So Chaya is birthing, Tchia is Tchias HaMesim, is resurrecting the dead, and Matar is rain. Rashi Tevos Chasam. So if you take the first letter of each word, you have the word chasam, pituchei chosam. The Gra says, v'hainu shenamar, and he says that's what it means when it says by the tzitz, upitachta alav, pituchei chosam, kodesh ladoshem. So the tzitz, which was the gold plate that the Kohen Gadol would wear, it had inscribed on it the words kodesh lahashem. So he's saying the inscription, which is chosam, is a reference to this idea of the three keys. He says that the three keys, which are Chosam, the inscription, are Kodesh LaHashem. They're designated for Hashem. So there's a nice little drasha here that the Gra ties into the tzitz. And it says from the Pasuk of Pituchei Chosam, Chosam is a reference, Ches Tof Mem, is a reference to the idea of Chaya, Tchias HaMesim, and Matar. And we see by the tzitz that it's Kodesh LaHashem, that it's unique to Hashem, designated for Hashem. So let's understand, furthermore, another question to add to the questions, the pile of questions, is the idea that the Gra is trying to allude to. What is the connection with the tzitz here, with this idea of Kodesh LaHashem? Is it just a play on words to remember it, or is it trying to teach us something about what this concept is of these keys and that they're not given to any creature? So we'll try to explain the Gra as well when we come to an answer. So all the questions are on the table now. So if we want to follow the line of reasoning of the Tosfos and the Gemara, we have to look at the story by Eliyahu. There's a famous story, and I started the Gemara because I like to keep the source sheets 2 pages and not too many sources, not too long. So I started this Gemara in the middle of the Gemara, but just a little background. So the background is that there was this individual named Chiel, and he rebuilt Yericho, and there was a curse from the time of Yehoshua that anybody who tries to rebuild the town of Yericho, the city of Yericho, his children will die. And this person, Chiel, his children died. And they're sitting in the Shiva house. He's sitting in the Shiva house, and that's where the story picks up over here in source number 8. So if you look in source number 8, it's Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Alef. It says, Achav Shoshvina Hava. So Achav was a friend, he was a buddy of Chiel. Achav was a Rasha that was a Rasha king, and he was heavily involved in Avodah Zarah. He got the Jews to do Avodah Zarah, so he was a bad guy. But he was friends with this guy Chiel, who rebuilt Yericho, who tried to rebuild Yericho. And he was, so the Gemara says, Asa Ihu v'Eliyahu l'mishal b'shlama b'tamya. So Achav and Eliyahu went to go visit Chiel when he was mourning his children's death. Yasev v'ka'amar, Dilma ki mialet Yoshua hachilat lo Yericho al-shem iracheres v'lo iracheres al-shem Yericho. So Chiel was thinking about what caused this, and he said, maybe Yoshua's curse was this curse, that you can't rebuild Yericho and just name it a different name, nor can you build another city and name it Yericho. And maybe that's why I'm being cursed, because he was trying to rebuild Yericho and name it differently, and he thought that the curse didn't apply, but the curse applies. Even if you try to rebuild Yericho and just name it differently, the idea is that you're not allowed to, which is totally different shear. We're not going to take up the nature of this curse. But he's sitting there in the Shiva house, and he's thinking about this. So Amar Le Eliyahu, so Eliyahu says, in. So Eliyahu just says, you're right. Meaning, yes, that is why your children died, because of the fact that you rebuilt Yericho and you try to do it by renaming it, but it doesn't work. You're not allowed to do that. So Amar Le, so he said back, Hashta Levatasa Demoshe Lo Kamekaima Dichse Visartem Vavatem Uchse Vichara Af Hashem Vachem Be'atzar Seshemayim. So he said, this was, I think, Achav said to Eliyahu, the curse of Moshe was never fulfilled, because it says that when the Jews do Avodah Zarah, this is in Shema, in Kriya Shema, Hashem will get angry and he'll shut off the Atzar Shemayim, he'll close off the Shemayim. V'ahu gavra okim le Avodah Zarah al kol telem betelem. This person, Achav, placed Avodah Zarah everywhere in Klal Yisrael. There was so much rain that they couldn't even travel to worship these idols because there was so much rain. Meaning that Moshe's curse, which is that if the Jews do Avodah Zarah, there's not going to be rain, is not true. It never was fulfilled. And that's what Achav is saying to Eliyahu and to Chiel. And he says, Levatasa d'Yoshua talmidei mekayma. If Moshe's curse was never fulfilled, because we see that the Jews are involved in Avodah Zarah, but yet there's so much rain. So of course, Yoshua, who is the Talmud, was the student of Moshe. Of course, his curse will not come true. So that was the Kasha. So Achav was asking Eliyahu, basically he was trying to break down Eliyahu and said to Eliyahu, you know, you're saying that the result or the reason why his children died was because of the curse of Yoshua, But Moshe had this curse in the Torah that if the Jews do Avodah Zarah, they're not going to get rain. And yet we see that there's so much rain here. So if we look in source number 10, let's just do the Rashis so we don't get, you know, so that we keep up with the Gemara here. So Achav Shoshvino, Ovo Shel Chiel Haya Achav. So Achav was a friend of Chiel. And they were in this house, Beit Tamya, V'yesh Omer Beit Haima, Beis Ha'evel Shemat Imenoso B'dvarim L'nachmo. Some say that it should be Beit Haima, Tama is to like feed or to taste. Beis Ha'evel Shemat Imenoso B'dvarim L'nachmo. You feed him words to comfort. V'kama duchten k'siv b'veshes rabba, Tamya below ayin l'ashon evel. So they were sitting in, again, they were sitting in this Beis Ha'evel, this morning house. Alkol telem v'telem, shur v'arugo, makom gavohu. So Achav placed the Avodah Zarah in all these places, even high places, and v'lo shavik mitra mezal miskad. The next Rashi says, shaya halichlo cholech v'gadol, merov ha'gesham im ha'bayin la'olam, she'im ha'nichin leilech l'shtachavos l'Avodah Zarah, mitroch drachem l'luchachos betit. There was so much rain that there was mud everywhere, and the Jews, they couldn't go worship the Avodah Zarah that he placed around the country, because there was so much rain. But it was Akasha. He's saying, oh, Moshe said that if Avodah Zarah is involved, no more rain. But yet we see that there's so much rain. So what happened to that curse? So certainly, same thing should be for Yeshua. So Eliyahu got upset. And it says, go back to Gemara in source number 8. Miyad vayomer Eliyahu hatishbi mitoshve gilad chay Hashem elokei Yisrael im yeh talu matar. So Eliyahu got upset and he basically says by the life of Hashem, if there's going to be Talum Matar, Boi Rachami V'Havulei Akleda Dematra V'Kamba Azal. So he asked, he dove into Hashem, and Hashem gave him the key to rain. Hashem gave Eliyahu the control over it raining in Eretz Yisrael versus not. Look at Rashi, Miyad. He says, V'Yomer Eliyahu Chai Hashem Im Yeh Hashanim Ha'ila Matar Hai Kros Samach L'Kor D'Chiel Beis Ha'ili. So it's right next to the Pasuk by Chiel. Akleda dematra mafteach shel matar. So he was given the key of rain. Vayhi devar Hashem elav lemor. So now, then Hashem said to Eliyahu, Lech mizeh ufanisa lecha kedma v'nistarta v'nachal kris va'orvim evim lo lechem uvasar baboker. So Hashem said to escape, because Achav, I think the story was that Achav was angry and he was trying to kill Eliyahu. So Hashem instructs Eliyahu to go far away and to hide in this nachal, and the orvim, the ravens, fed him bread and meat every morning. So Amar Yehuda Mehecha, where did he get this from? Where did they get it from? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Mibet Tavcha de Achav. So these birds, they would fly to the butcher house of Achav, and they would bring Eliyahu meat every single morning. Vayhi miket yamim vayyavesh ha-nachal ki lo haya geshem ba'aretz. So what happened was that eventually, where Eliyahu was hiding away, the Nachal, this river, dried up because there was no more rain. He stopped the rain. Eliyahu had control and he said no more rain to prove that Moshe's curse was true. Kevan dechaza deika tsara ba'alma ksiv vayi devar Hashem elav lemor kum lech tsarfasa. So once Hashem saw that there was too much pain in the world from the lack of rain, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, he said to Eliyahu, go up to Tsarfas, uchsiv, and it says, vayi achar hadvarim ha'ela chala ben aisha ba'alas abayis. And then soon after, the woman that helped Eliyahu, who gave him a place to stay, so her son, this is a famous story with Eliyahu and Elisha, had a similar story. The son, Chala ben Aisha Baal Sabais. So the son of the woman who couldn't have children, and Eliyahu helps her have, or davens to Hashem, and she has a child, got sick. And he was dead. So Boi Rachami Lemitzam Le'akleda D'Chiyas Amesim. So then Eliyahu davened that Hashem should give him the key of Tchias HaMesim to resurrect this child, because that was the nes that Eliyahu performed, where he goes in and he resurrects the child after the child's death. Same thing with Elisha. So he asks Hashem for the key. So Amri Lei, so Hashem said, Shlosh Maftechos Lo Nimsru L'Shliach. There are three keys that aren't given over to any messenger. Shel Chaya, Vishel Geshamim, Vishel Tchias HaMesim. The three are that of birthing, rain, and Tchias HaMesim. Yomru, the people will say, Shtayim b'yad Talmud, v'echad, v'achas b'yad Harav. People are going to say that two were given to a Talmud, meaning Eliyahu, and there's only one left in the hand of the master. Meaning, Hashem's arguing to Eliyahu, I can't give you both keys. Why? Because if you have two keys out of three, people will say that Hashem gave up two keys, and he only has one, and his Talmud, which is Eliyahu, his inferior, has two, and he only has one. Can't be. Aisi ha v'shakel hai. So Eliyahu gave him the key back, and he took the key of Tchias HaMesim. Dichsev lechera lacha v'etna matar. And the rain came down. After that, darash ahu gila'a kamed rav chizda. So there is a drasha on this. Mashal d'Eliyahu l'ma davar domer. What's the mashal? L'gavra d'charki l'glei v'avdei l'miftichei. It's like a guy who slams the door and he forgot the key to get back in. Meaning, Eliyahu lost the key of rain, but he got the key of Tchias HaMesim. Okay, so if you go to Rashi, let's just finish the Rashi's, then we'll try to understand this and give Asvara an idea to explain it. So look at Rashi. Kevan d'chaza kadosh baruch hu d'ikat sara ba'alma amar le kadosh baruch hu l'Eliyahu leich tzar fasa l'galgal ha'davar shiachzor l'mavtech shal matar k'dekam mefarsh v'azah. So when Hashem recognized that the lack of rain was too painful for the world, he basically says to Eliyahu to go to tzar fas, and he knew that ultimately this key was going to be given back. Shlosh mavtechos lo nimsru b'yad shaliach al otzro shal kadosh baruch hu yesh mavtech. There's on the storehouse of Hashem, there are keys. Umaslom liyad shluchim hamamunim. And they're given over to the shluchim that are appointed. Aval shlosh maftechos liyesh lo biyado, shlomina shliach aleim. But there are three that Hashem does not appoint a messenger. V'kamar kadosh baruch hu l'Eliyahu. Hashem saying to Eliyahu, osam shlosh maftechos akafti biyadi mibreishis. They have been in my hands from breishis. V'lomanisi shliach aleim. Ela oscha. You're the only one I gave the key to Shasisi Memuna Alachas Mehem. I let you be in control. Ve'ata Tishal mi Pesach Sheni Yomru Shnayim Biad Talmid Ve'echad Biad Rav Harav. So now he's Mafteach Sheni. Right now you're asking for the second key. Sorry, Mafteach Sheni Yomru. People will say that there were two keys in the hands of the Talmud and only one in the hand of the Rav. Fine. So we'll just stop there in the Rashi's. So let's just summarize the story. The story is an interesting story on its own, but we're going to try to understand it within the context of our Gemara and our Parsha. So the story is that Eliyahu was visiting this guy Chiel and with Achav, and Chiel was questioning why he was punished, and Eliyahu basically says that you did something that went against Eliyahu's decree of not rebuilding Yericho. Achav questions Eliyahu and says, what do you mean? Is this curse so strong of Yehoshua? We see that even Moshe's curses don't come true because there's so much rain in the land despite the Avodah Zarah. So Eliyahu gets upset and he davens for the key to rain, and Hashem gives him the key to rain. He doesn't allow it to rain, Eliyahu, because he's in control of the situation. And what ends up happening is that Hashem tells him to hide, and Hashem realizes at a certain point that there's not enough rain for the world and the world is in pain and suffering. So he figures out a way to get the key back from Eliyahu, because what happens is the son of the child that Eliyahu helped, you know, or daven for, he gets sick and he dies, and Eliyahu needs to resurrect him. So he asks for the Tchias HaMesim key, and Hashem says, I can only give you one key at a time, I can't give you two. So Eliyahu has to give back the key of rain to get the key of Tchias HaMesim, and by doing that, he lost the key of rain. So what exactly is going on here? So that's the question. Again, all these questions pile up. You know, what are the three keys? And what about the fourth key? There's a whole question about the fourth key. And why doesn't Hashem give these keys? What's the problem with giving these keys to a shaliach, to a malach, or to an individual? What exactly is the issue here? So what is the... And also that gra, that drush of the gra, can we put everything together? Can we try to give an idea to explain this pasuk in the Torah? And try to explain this drasha. So, anybody have any possibilities? Because I said before, just keep this in the back of your mind. So the key, which is no pun intended, to answering this question is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara says that, what is Hashem's argument to Eliyahu? He says, Shtayim biyad Talmid v'achas biyad harav. He says, how could it be Eliyahu's asking for the key, and the key seems to be an idea of control, the idea of the ability to control, to open and close. The key opens and closes the door. So the idea of a key is controlling this element, controlling rain, controlling birth, controlling Tchias HaMesim. So Eliyahu is asking for the ability to control rain and Tchias HaMesim, and Hashem says back to him, you know, what are people going to say? They're going to say that, you know, I gave you know, if two keys are in the hands of Talmud and one is in the hands of the Rav, what are people going to say? So that seems to be the issue, because the Gemara is pointing out that the issue that's highlighted in the Gemara and that Hashem is arguing to Eliyahu is that I can't give you too many keys. I can give you one key at a time, but I can't give you more than one key. So what exactly is the concept here? So it seems like what the Gemara is teaching us about these keys is that these keys or these ideas of rain and birthing and the idea of Tchias HaMesim are ideas that are uniquely tied to our perception of God, of Hashem. Meaning that when a person thinks about the uniqueness of Hashem and that and something that humans can't do in general, that humans lack the ability to complete or to execute, you think about rain, because a man can't create rain. There's no ability for humanity to create rain. I mean, maybe with technology in the future, but right now, you know, it seems like man can't create rain. And we don't understand really, or we can't control life fully. We have some ability. We have, you know, greater technology in the area of life, but we can't guarantee it. So we lack full control over the creation of life. And we also lack control, obviously, of Tchias HaMesim. It's impossible. You know, they have cryo, they have freezing, but we can't bring back the dead. So these are all concepts that when a person thinks about Hashem's uniqueness and his difference from, in terms of his capabilities versus man's capabilities, we think about these qualities, these elements of rain and Tchias HaMesim and Chayas and creating life, because man can't do these things. We're limited. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that man is not intrinsically limited, meaning God can create a nace or can give man the ability to control these things or to be involved in these nisim. But what happens if there's too much, if two keys are given? So the Gemara says, if I give you two keys, then people are going to say, oh, man, the Talmud has two keys and the Rav has one key. So what is the concept seems to be that if man is given the ability to control these things through nace, through the idea of shliach, so it takes away from the uniqueness of God's ability to control these elements. Meaning that it's one thing for an individual like Eliyahu to have control or to do a nace with regard to rain and control the rain. But if he has too many keys, if he's able to control rov, most of these elements that we ascribe to the uniqueness of Hashem, it really takes away from this quality. It takes away from the uniqueness of Hashem. The Kedushas Hashem is tied to his ability to do things that man cannot. And when man is able to do too many things that we ascribe to God, almost in a godlike quality, even though we know that it's coming from God, but it takes away from God's ability. It takes away from the greatness of God's control over the rain, God's control over the Tchias HaMesim, over Chayas. So we ascribe the greatness of God to doing these things because man is limited in these areas. And even when man is given the capability through God's hashgacha and his intervention and his allowance for nisim in different situations, he does it in a way where it won't take away from man's perception of God. And it won't take away from the way we perceive these actions, the way we perceive rain, the way and how we perceive them as being qualities that reflect God's uniqueness, God's Kedusha. And that's what Rashi and Tosfos are saying, meaning it's not that man can't do or can't have control or can't do a nace where he controls the rain, because we see that Eliyahu or the idea of Tchias HaMesim, man can do it, but it can't be in a way where it takes away from our perception of God. Because if man is doing it, if man is involved in it, it takes away from the greatness of it and our ability to recognize the uniqueness of Hashem. Because once we see it being done by man, that already impacts us emotionally and takes away from, you know, how we view these things relative to Hashem. And I think that's what the Gra is saying also. If you look at the Gra, he's tying into the tzitz. The tzitz, the idea of the tzitz is Kodesh LaHashem. There's an idea of uniqueness, of God designated for Hashem. So the concept is that there are certain actions or activities, control, which we ascribe uniquely to Hashem that man isn't capable of doing. And those three are rain. Man cannot control rain. Chayas, we can't control birth. I mean, obviously we play a part in it, but we can't create life. And lastly, the idea of Tchias HaMesim. And these things are things that we ascribe to God as being unique to him. And it makes him kadosh. It gives him kedusha. Because man can't do these things. And even when man is allowed to do these things in the framework of Nace, because there's a need for it, it's done in a way where it doesn't take away from our perception of God. Because if man is capable of doing it, it takes away from the grandeur of the control and the power of these things, of these elements. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Gemara is saying this idea, this concept, that you can't have two keys in the Talmud's hands and one in the Rav's hands. Meaning that even when Nes is done in these areas, even when Hashem allows for a breach of the laws of nature by giving man control because of a need, and in this situation, by the child that was born and he died, there was a need for Tchias HaMesim. So Hashem granted Eliyahu his tefillah. He was a Navi, he was able to do Nisim. But even when man is allowed to do Nisim, it must be done in a way where it doesn't take away from our perception of Kvod and Kedushas Hashem. And when man does anything, it takes away from the strength, the power, the might that we view God with if man is capable of doing it. So therefore, it must be done, it must be given in a very gentle way, the ability to do these things because of what I said. Because when others see that a Navi can do it, it takes away from the Kedushas Hashem. It takes away from the uniqueness that we ascribe to God and his ability to control these facets and control these concepts, these ideas. So I think that's what the Gemara is teaching us. And the idea of a key, it means control, like I said before. Meaning when you open up a door, you open it up, you allow it to happen, and you can close it, you can control it. So Hashem's saying that, or the Gemara is teaching us that really ultimately, the idea of control of these elements is really tied to Hashem. It's tied, and our perception of Hashem is tied or linked to control over these things, control over rain, control over birthing, control over Tchias HaMesim. And that's why they're not given over to Shaliach, meaning they're not given over in a way where it would take away from, you know, our kavod and our awe of Hashem and his ability to control these facets. So even if it is given away, even if it is given in a nes, in the framework of nes, it's done in a way where it doesn't take away from how we view God and how we view Hashem. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara and the Pasuk. Yiftach lecha Hashem es otzera tov. So one last point I just wanted to mention. There's in source number 10, it says Yiftach Hashem lecha. So one of the questions we had was, what's the machlokes, whether there's a separate key for parnasa, a separate key for livelihood, welfare, or a key for matar, for rain? Or are they together? Is rain really inclusive? So there's another Torah Tamima. It's based in Tinus, and it says Yiftach Hashem lecha, Amr of Yochanan matar bishvil yachid dichsiv Yiftach Hashem lecha es otzaro atov laseis matar artzecha. So the rain is given even for a yachid, for an individual, because the pasuk says that Hashem will give you in the singular lecha es otzaro atov laseis matar artzecha, your land. Parnasa, which is livelihood, sustenance, bishvil rabim, is really an idea for the public. Dichsiv, hinini mamtir lachem, lechem, with regard to the mon, Hashem says to Moshe, to the Jewish people, I'm going to give you lechem in Hashemayim. So parnasa is really an idea of the rabim, whereas matar is an idea for the yachid. So the question, what do we see from this Gemara? So what does that mean? What does it mean that matar is for the yachid and parnasa is for the rabim? So the idea seems to be that there's two systems of hashgacha that we know about. One is hashgacha for the yachid, for the individual, and the other one is hashgacha for the rabbim. And it seems like matar fits in to hashgacha of the yachid and the rabbim, because of course it could rain in the whole world. Whereas parnasa seems to be an idea in the rabbim. What does that mean? It's hashgacha for the rabbim. I think the idea is that with regard to parnasa, there's a lot more moving parts. There's a lot of factors that go into providing a person with sustenance. But matar is singular rain. God controls rain. It can rain in one spot. If you go to Florida, sometimes it can rain on one side of the house and not rain on the other side of the house. So with regard to matar, it's singular. There's not as many moving parts, and it's tied to a hashgacha that could be granted to the yachid or the rabbim. But parnasa, which is the idea of welfare, sustenance, that involves many moving parts. It involves many different elements, like the idea of mon, which is lechem, in terms of delivering the mon, that was a nes, and how it was delivered, and the idea of even creating bread in itself is nes. So the idea of parnasa is something that is given, or is hashkach of the rabbim, but matar is hashkach of the yachid, and the rabbim. So the question in the Gemara now, there's last point, the question in the Gemara of whether there's a separate key, there's a separate idea of how we perceive God's greatness through his control over rain, the question is, do we say that parnasa is included under the category of matar, meaning matar is hashgacha for the rabbim and the yachid, and parnasa is hashgacha for the rabbim, but it really fits under the category of matar. Or do we say that no, there are two different types of hashgacha, that really the hashgacha, the intervention that relates to matar, is a different system altogether than the system of parnasa? Because parnasa, by definition, is hashgacha for the rabbim. It's by definition meant for the public, whereas matar is by definition for the yachid. So the question in the Gemara is, what are the categories of parnasa versus matar? Do we say that really matar and parnasa are really what part of one broader category? Or do we say that because they operate differently and they have different sets of rules, because hashgachas yachid is a different system of hashgacha than hashgacha for the rabbim, therefore they have separate keys, meaning man perceives them as two different elements or avenues in which God's greatness is expressed through his control over these facets. So that's the last point I wanted to make. So I just want to summarize this year. Really just one point, this year focused on one idea. And if you have any questions, just stop me and ask me. But just the point of the shir was, how do we explain this pasuk of Yiftach Hashem Lecha Es Otzero Atov? The Torah teaches us that Hashem will grant the Jewish people rain if they keep the Torah mitzvos. And then the Gemara says that there are many keys that Hashem controls, and he doesn't give over to Shliach. And one of those keys is rain, and the other key is Chayus, is childbirth, and then the last one is Tchias HaMesim. And then there's a machlokes of whether Parnasa is a separate key, or it's included in matar, in the idea of matar. So we asked, the question that we had was, what are these ideas of keys? What's the concept of a key? And why isn't it given over to Shliach? And we saw from Tosos and Rashi that it's not that he doesn't give any of these keys over, but either he doesn't give them all together or he doesn't give them permanently. But we see from the Gemara that Hashem did give a key away. He gave it to Eliyahu. And the whole story is that Eliyahu, in trying to defend Moshe and the Torah, he was able to control rain, and he didn't allow it to rain in order to demonstrate that Moshe's idea, or the idea of the Torah, that if you're involved in Avodah Zarah, you don't get rain, is true. So then Hashem has to devise a plan to get the key back from Eliyahu. So he creates a situation where Eliyahu needs the key of Tchias HaMesim, and he wants both keys. But Hashem says, you can't get both keys. You can only have one key at a time. And he says, the reason is because people will say that the Talmud, the student, has two, and the Rav only has one key left. So the answer was, so then what happened was that Eliyahu switched up the keys. He gave back the key of rain, and he took the key of Tchias HaMesim. So the question is, the questions were many. What are these keys? What does it mean? What is the Torah teaching us? And we try to explain from the Gemara and Sanhedrin that there's a key idea, which is tied to Hashem's explanation to Eliyahu as to why he couldn't give him two keys. He says, I can't give you two keys because it will look like the student has two and the master has one. So we see from this Gemara in Sanhedrin that the idea of the keys and not giving away the keys seems to be tied to man's perception of Hashem. That really man ascribes greatness to Hashem and perceives Hashem's greatness through his ability to control these elements, to control rain, to control birth, to control Tchias HaMesim. And whenever it's given over to man, even if it's obviously from Hashem and it's in the framework of a nes by a Navi, even so, it takes away from the grandeur of God and his ability to control and demonstrate his control over these elements when man can do it. When man is capable of doing it, has control over it, it takes away from Hashem's greatness, his uniqueness, his Kedusha, because that's how man perceives his Kedusha, through God's ability, unique ability to control these elements. So when he gives it away, it takes away. But it only takes it away, that's the point of the Gemara, if whenever it's given away for a need, let's say like Eliyahu needed to demonstrate the Torah's truth, when it is given away, it has to be given in a way where there's a concern, or there's a sensitivity to the idea of Hashem's perception being protected. And that's what the Gemara's Chiddush is, that Hashem's perception is protected in this situation. So the Gemara is teaching us that really these elements, or these keys, are really ideas in what make and how man perceives Hashem's uniqueness, that he controls these facets. And the idea of him not giving it away to a shliach is the concept that whenever we perceive or we see that it's not done by God, that it's done by some other creature, some other being, so it takes away, or could take away, from our perception of Hashem. So when these things are given away, or they're given to a Navi, it's done in a very sensitive manner. And then the last idea was the idea of Parnassa and Matar, that we said that the Gemara teaches us that there are two different systems of Ashgacha. The Ashgacha of Matar is tied to the Yachid, the individual, but the divine intervention of Parnassa is really an idea in Rabim. It really involves more parts, more moving parts, involves the public. So the question was, do we say that Matar and Parnassa are tied to one another? They're really a similar type of effect. Or do we say that really they're two elements of Ashgacha, there are two types of Ashgacha, and man perceives them differently as such, so they're separated. There's two different keys, meaning there are two different ideas that man perceives about the greatness of God through his giving of Parnassa and his giving of rain. So that's the machlokas. All right. Anybody have any questions? I know it's maybe a little bit difficult, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,